Medical experts are pinning their hopes on entirely new strategies for dealing with infection. To find novel ways of killing bugs, they're looking in exotic places, in viruses and fish slime, and even on other planets. They're using insight gained in genomics and other fields to come up with new technologies to kill bugs and keep them from spreading. And they're re-examining practices in hospitals and other spreading grounds for bacteria, putting in place more holistic strategies for managing the bacteria in our bodies and in our hospitals and doctors' offices. The alternatives sound promising, but they are far off. It's not clear that we can invent new weapons before the superbugs, like a zombie army at the gates, overwhelm our defenses. We need to make a huge investment in other approaches, says Margaret Riley, a drug resistance researcher at the University of Massachusetts. And we need to make it 15 years ago. The new bug hunters. Part of the problem with drug resistance is that microbes evolve with alarming speed into new species, whereas a human needs 15 or more years to mature enough to have offspring. Microbes like E. coli reproduce every 20 minutes. In a few years, they can go through evolutionary change that would have taken humankind millions of years to accomplish. Change that can include acquiring genetic attributes that allow them to withstand drugs. A human on antibiotics is the perfect lab for developing resistance microbes. Research shows that whenever a new antibiotic comes into use, we start to see the first resistant microbes emerge about a year later, says Mass General Shenoy. There's little in the pharmaceutical pipeline to replace the antibiotics to which bugs are becoming resistant. That's because development of a new antibiotic runs about $2 billion and takes about 10 years, with little hope of ending up with the sort of blockbuster drug that justifies such an investment. The point of having a new antibiotic would be to use it as infrequently as possible, for as short a time as possible, says Jonathan Zinnelman, chief of the Division of Infectious Disease at Johns Hopkins Bayview Medical Center in Baltimore. Why would a pharma company want to develop a drug for a market like that?